A Tale of Two Princes by Gaia Lux. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Summary. Once upon a time, there are two princes. Once upon a time, there are two princes. Well, there are multiple princes. But this particular story tells the tale of two of them. Stan Marsh, son of Randy, who has been long exiled from South Park for reasons pertaining to a particular incident involving baseball and parents, and Kyle Bruflovsky, son of Gerald Bruflovsky, who hasn't been exiled from South Park, despite the continued attempts of Dunce Cartman. They meet daily at the stone wall separating their two towns. Kyle always the one to climb up, while Stan perches precariously on the thick branch of a tree. Kyle can come over, by law, but they decide not to test it out. Randy did leave a sour taste in everyone's mouth. Hi. Kyle is shy each time when he manages to catch sight of Stan. Stan just grins and swings by his legs on the tree. I didn't think you were coming today. Of course I was, Kyle says, shocked that Stan could ever think otherwise. It had been going this way since they were young children. I'm only a little late. Princess Kenny required assistance on her hair. So you helped out? Stan snorts. That makes sense. Shut up. You really are gay, Stan says with a knowing wink as he scrambles back into a seated position. Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. Kyle says nothing, just looks down at the patchwork of rocks under him and traces their connections with a finger. He leaves it hanging there, decides to let Stan read between the dots if he so chooses to, if there is anything to read there. You are, Stan exclaims. Stan breaks into laughter and Kyle looks up at him through his lashes. He feels his cheeks burning but figures he has two choices here, run or stay. He doesn't move. It's okay, Stan says, his voice and face suddenly somber again. He reaches out. His fingertips manage to reach Kyle's face while he keeps one hand on the tree. Really? I didn't say I was, Kyle says. Definitely belated now, and Stan almost certainly doesn't believe him. But I said it was okay, Stan insists. He shuffles to the edge of the branch and looks at Kyle with wide, serene eyes. About time someone else around here was. Kyle stares at Stan for a good, long while before the wheels in his brain turn, and he catches that else that Stan had managed to slip in, almost unseen. You? Stan shrugs. For a super best friend, you sure do take a while to realize things. Kyle's mouth suddenly feels dry, and looking at Stan makes the heat in his cheeks burn even stronger. When Stan touches his chin, a part of him says, get away, don't make a dick of yourself. But then Stan is drawing him forward, and Kyle goes with it. He feels the light touch of Stan's lips, and then Stan pulls away, grins, and tugs Kyle back to him. And that is the beginning of Prince Stan and Prince Kyle living happily ever after. The End. A Tale of Two Princes by Gaia Lux. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Hope you enjoyed.